Patsy, we are, of course, in the thick of the cross-country season and a number of events on this weekend. The All-Ireland Novice and Juvenile Uneven Age Cross-Country down in Dundalk, where a number of North West athletes are hoping to perform well. But maybe we might touch on the European Cross-Country Championships, first of all, which took place earlier today. And Fionnuala Britton putting in a performance today, not in the medals, but airing her frustration at the Kenyan athletes who are representing Turkey, Patsy.
Well, the Ethiopian athletes indeed as well, like representing Turkey, and that's a big issue for European athletics, obviously. And she's right to underline the story. But, you know, I wouldn't be all that confident that anything will change. Even worse situation in the men's European cross just earlier today, where in the top 20, I'm sure there were 10 Africans running for various countries, you know. So it's really seriously worrying, but that's life, and that's what we're up against. And then again, in fairness to the British athletics today, they, with their own homegrown team, they were able to medal and won it, you know. So, look, it's a difficult situation, and for Fionnuala, it's particularly difficult because the girl, the Can girl that runs for Turkey, would have taken a medal away from her in the European Track and Field Championships in Amsterdam earlier this season. So, look, it's seriously, seriously disappointing, but it is what it is, and we've got to live with it. We can't change the rules, and that, you know. So these countries do bring in African athletes to boost their teams, and unfortunately, that's the situation, actually.
Yeah. Well, what about the other action over the weekend, Patsy? How did North West competitors fare out?
Well, basically, I'm going to go with the underage stuff, and then I'm going to have the official story on that, and then I have an unofficial story on the novice, which was pretty exciting just a few minutes ago, and I'll confirm the real detail on that later. But the big performance today was a young fellow from Kilmacrenan called Oisin Kelly. You know, we've talked about him before, and you know, he was an absolute outstanding performance on the 13 boys to won it out of a pack which included Oisin Cahoon, from the city of Derry, a Spartans, you know, with a family connection, of course, in Lifford there with the Cahoon family. But basically, you know, it was a great, great, great race, and it was a great, great performance for the young boy from Kilmacrenan, and runs out of Cranford Athletic Club, of course, and he's a national champion tonight. And, you know, he mixes his sporting life with Termon GAA, with Kilmacrenan Soccer and with Cranford Athletic Club. And, you know, he's a serious athlete with serious talent and serious ability. So it'll be interesting in the years ahead to see what he actually does with that. Then we had a very good in the earlier race, in an under-11 boys race. Donegal came out tops there, winning the team race there. The names there that we pick out, I'll pick the six guys who scored. You had Boyd Russell from Glen Swilly, and you had Fionn Farron from Castlefin. You had a couple of Letterkenny boys, Philip McGee and Adam McDade. You had Callum Morris from Inishowen, and so on. So that was a really neat victory in the under-11 boys. Got the day off to a really good start. The under-11 girls, no real big story there. Sarah McGinley of Glen Swilly, Anne Finn Valley, who she runs for, she was our best. I'd only got fifth team there. And then we had other good individual performances further up the list. We had, for example, in the under-15 boys, Johnny McGrawley from Downings runs out of Cranford again. He was top 10 in the under-15 boys. And there was very little else then for a bit of time until such time as we got indeed to the under-19 boys. And Donegal indeed finished in third team there. The names that popped up there were Young Logue from Fannett. He runs with Cranford. There was Magella and Farron and Johnson from Letterkenny and Hughes and Young Kelly from Cranford. So Donegal picking up 13 medals there on that one, under-19 boys at the end of the underage program. And then we moved to the novice championships. And, well, we really had a great involvement, best way to say it, from the North West clubs. Derry Track Club were very prominent. Foyle Valley Athletic Club were very prominent, and Finn Valley were very, very prominent in the men's national novice championships. And the team story, unofficially for me, was Clonliff winning it with Derry Track Club in second. And Derry Track Club had the individual winner in JP Williamson, and they also had third place guy called Conal McCaughey. So Derry Track Club up front were very, very strong, and it was a quite tight oil battle between Derry Track Club and Clonliff Harriers, with Finn Valley battling there for that third team medal, and I think they probably got it. So to me, looking at it from outside, looking in with no final confirmation, it looks like Clonliff, Derry Track Club, and Finn Valley, but that comes with a health warning because I don't have the official results. But a great performance from the Valley lads, and indeed a great performance in Derry Track Club lads as well, our neighbours down the road there. So big day. Donegal, I would imagine, are going to be second team in the county there. Dublin would have won it. Again, this is unofficial. Carol Dugan was very prominent there. You know, Mark McPaul, James McFadden from Downings, and John McInhull from Finn Valley and so on. There was a very strong Donegal overall team there. And Shane McNulty came into it in the end up as well from Ballybuffet. So I'm going to confirm the novice story later in the day. And there's a possibility that Letterkenny ladies, who were the Ulster novice champions, of course, they're not far away, but it's difficult to nail it without seeing the official results, you know. And that's Letterkenny. Nikita Burke was the best runner. She had a good out run. She was about 20th. Whether that's going to be good enough to pull the team through, difficult to say, Oisin. But really, really, really strong performance from Valley. And they are the Ulster champions, of course, and they came here as Ulster champions, and they give it everything, but they find Clonliffe just too good and Derry Track Club too good for them today. But overall, medals here and there. And then the other thing that if I were Letterkenny, I'd be querying, the under-11 boys, the official results are showing Letterkenny at 7th team or something. But to me, looking at the results, and if I was, I'd be having an appeal, because to me, they were actually second. So I don't know if Letterkenny are on that story or not yet, but if I meet somebody, I'd have to alert them to it, because I feel that the National Federation have got it wrong here in terms of that. So that certainly will be an additional boost for Letterkenny, should I be right. But we'll have to wait and see.
Okay, Patsy, you're going to tie up the novice later on in the probe. Just before you go, there was, of course, the Fun Valley AC presentation last night. Katrina McGranahan, Katrina Devine, under the Hall of Fame.
Aye, that was a lovely occasion, a really nice personal story. And I mean, obviously a girl who, as a wee girl, ran around the fields just when she was just barely able to walk, basically. And then she stayed in the sport all her life and still there, very, very prominent. And she made a great, great, great speech on the night. And it was a lovely night and great to see her getting recognised. And it was really an honour to be involved with that, because she's been one of her history. She was national junior champion a couple of times. She was international athlete, but she was part of that serious team, that Finn Valley team that dominated Irish athletics for the best part of 14 years, and competed at the Champions Cup in Europe for all that time. So it was nice. It was a nice night and really nice occasion.